Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. Did you guys notice what day it is? It is already the last day of September. And I still remember making jokes about, you know, wake me up when September ends, and right now, this is it. And tomorrow, it will be the very first day of October, and that pretty much means summer is officially over. But anyways, today we have a video, and it's called Why It Is So Hard to Live in the Present. And sometimes we can't really live in the moment because we are sparing our thoughts to the past or the future. And this video explains why, and let's take a look at today's sentence. But in memory, like skilled editors of hours of raw and often uninspired footage, we can lock on to the most consequential moments and therefore construct sequences that feel a great deal more meaningful and interesting than the settings that generated them. But in memory, like skilled editors of hours of raw and often uninspired footage, we can lock onto the most consequential moments, and therefore construct sequences that feel a great deal more meaningful and interesting than the settings that generated them. 那我们首先来看的第一个单字呢，就是 skilled。skilled 呢指的是熟练的，我们都认识 skill 这一个字。Skill 指的是技能，像是我们可以说one of the necessary skills of being a teacher is patience. 身为一个老师啊，必要的技能之一呢，便是要有耐心。那如果加上 ed 的话呢，指的是熟练的。那它跟 skillful 的意思一样，意思都是说在这方面很熟练啊，或者是很有技巧。像是说 he is a skillful magician or he is a skilled magician， 就是说他是一位技巧纯熟的魔术师。再我们来看 editor。Editor 指的是编辑，像是一个报章杂志的编辑。那我们可以说 one of his dreams is to become an editor in this magazine。他的梦想之一呢，便是要成为这个杂志的编辑。那他的原型呢，字根是 added， 它的重音在最前面，意思发微笑的嘴型 ，add 的音指的是编辑，像是说 ，please edit this document before you send it out， 你要在这个编，请在送出之前编辑这个文章。再我们来看 uninspired 呢指的是平凡的，我们都认识 inspire 指的是鼓舞啊，或者是启发的意思，像是说 ，some of the motivational TED talks really inspire people。有些动人的 TED 演讲呢，真的可以就是鼓舞人心这样子。那 uninspired 呢，就是指平凡的。那 inspire 还可以延伸出 inspiration。inspiration 呢，指的是灵感的意思。那 pi 这边是发短音r的音 ，inspire 重音在 ra 的地方 ，inspiration。像是说 ，we all need some inspiration when it comes to writing。Anything like lyrics or diaries， 我们在写日记啊，或者写歌词的时候呢，都一定非常需要灵感。再我们来看 footage， footage 呢指的是镜头或者是画面的意思，它的这边 age 呢只有发短音 e 的音 ，footage， 像是说。This footage of a penguin tripping over a rock has attracted more than 10,000 views。这个企鹅被一个石头绊倒的。影片呢已经累积了大概10,000人次的点阅这样子。最后我们来看 consequential 的重音在 QU 这边，那这边 SE 呢是发短音耳的音 consequential， QUEN 呢是发 quen 的音，指的是必然的。我们回到 consequent 来看， consequent 的重音在最前面，那它 SE 的短音是发耳的音 consequent， 像是说We should be fully responsible for the consequence of our decisions. 我们应该对我们所做决定的后果呢，负全然的责任。那 consequential 的话呢，则是必然的。像是说 ，It is only consequential that he failed the test since he has been absent so often. 他这么常旷课呢，被当掉是必然的结果。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.But in memory, like skilled editors of hours of raw and often uninspired footage, we can lock on to the most consequential moments and therefore construct sequences that feel a great deal more meaningful and interesting than the settings that generated them. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. I hope you guys have a great weekend and I will still challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!